This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who aspire to be. If you're a real estate, mortgage, or financial professional, this is the place for you. We'll explore innovative investment analysis, sales, marketing, and income-generating strategies for the most historically proven wealth creator, income property. Learn from the experts as they show you how to build a better business and a better life.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who desire to be. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about increasing your income, your productivity, and just generally having a better life while serving your clients better with America's most historically proven asset class, income property. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds. It's my pleasure to welcome Craig Ballantyne to the show. He is the author of The Perfect Day Formula, How to Own the Day and Control Your Life. And don't we all need this, including yours truly. Craig, welcome. How are you?
Very good, Jason. Thank you so much.
Good, good. Well, I'm hoping that you can help me and the audience get more control of our lives. You know, someone recently asked me when I was doing an interview, I'm interviewed all the time on different shows, radio and podcast, as are you. And someone asked me if I had a morning routine. And, you know, I guess I do have a morning routine, but I don't think it's anything incredible. I have a feeling you're going to teach me how to have a great morning routine. Is that what this is about, a morning routine?
Yes, but the morning routine actually starts the night before. The night before, you need to have your planning and your preparation done, and you need to be able to get in bed on time so you get up on time so that you really do have that kick butt morning routine, which so many people need in order to get their day off to a great start and therefore have that feeling of accomplishment by the end of the day.
Okay, so sounds like first, right off the bat, you're advocating a schedule for going to bed and waking up, right? Not just random, whatever you want?
Absolutely, absolutely. Same time every night and get up at the same time every day. I ignored this advice for 7 years, but when I finally put it into play, and I got this advice from Mark Ford, who you mentioned you've interviewed before.
Sure.
It was the greatest boost to my energy that I'd ever had in my life. You know, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was no longer tired. I wasn't tired on Monday and Tuesday morning because I slept too long on the weekend. And it really made a huge difference. And it's such a simple thing that we can all almost keep to most of the time. Yeah.
Kind of have the feeling you're going to say early to bed, early to rise too, right?
I mean, I know there are certainly, you know, 20% of the population is night owls, and I have a really good friend of mine who works from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m., and it's, you can use the perfect day formula even if you're a night owl, but it really comes down to having that structure in your system.
Yeah, okay. So tell us about the formula. It looks like it really breaks down into three parts. I received this package, and I want to do kind of an unboxing with you and have you explain the components, because it's just a beautifully done package. And I also listened to the audiobook before interviewing you. You know, I am familiar with the concept, but, you know, it breaks down into these three parts: control the morning, conquer the afternoon, and concentrate on what counts. Tell us about these components, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So controlling the morning is the thing that we can do to really take ownership of the day. Because if you start the day right and you start the day ahead of the curve and you're not chasing the tail of the world by being late, you can really move ahead on your big goals and dreams. And so, again, we can't really control the afternoon because there's so many emergencies coming into our life, you know, from other people and from our family. And at nighttime, well, that's the time that you want to concentrate on the people and the experiences that count. And so your day needs to be set up from the start by controlling what you can. You control what time you get up. You control the number one thing that you spend time on first thing in the morning. You control your breakfast so that you have the energy over the course of the day. And that's what we're focusing on. You control yourself staying out of your inbox, which is very difficult, but so important if you want to get ahead and actually make progress on your top priority. So that's what controlling the morning is all about.
Okay, so give us the model for that morning. It's not wake up and check email, right?
Right, absolutely. So it is, I suggest that people actually wake up a little bit earlier before anybody else in the house gets up. And even if you start with 5 minutes, having 5 minutes to sit down and work on your number one problem in life, whether it's getting out of credit card debt, or whether it's finding the love of your life, or whether it's, you know, having better exercise and nutrition habits, you can actually do a lot in 5 minutes of, you know, when it's just you and there's no kids running around and nobody's screaming and yelling, and you just have some thoughts to yourself. And so that's what I encourage people to do. Start with 5 minutes, work their way up to 15 minutes. They have 15 minutes of thinking time every morning on their number one problem, and they will make big progress if you do that every day of the week. So that's the start. Then you get ready for work. You show up on time for work, if not a little bit early, and stay out of that inbox as long as you can. And so you go to work and do the same thing. What's my number one priority here? What can really add value to the company and, you know, maybe get me a raise? And then that's the thing that you work on. And then you deal with the chaos that the world starts throwing at you.
So just wake up and think, that's it? Like think for 5 to 15 minutes, do nothing else? Does that mean meditate?
Great question, by the way. It could mean meditation if your number one problem in life is that you're too stressed and that you want to, you know, reconnect with your spiritual self. But let's take a look at someone who wants to get out of debt or even buy a house. Well, you're going to go and you're going to download your finances and you're going to look through, okay, where can I chop my expenses? How can I accelerate my payments on my credit cards? And how can I, you know, maybe earn a little bit more money? And that way I can pay off my $5,000 credit card bill. Because most people, they have no time to think when they get up late and they hit the snooze button and then they rush through a bad breakfast and then they drive to work and they get caught in traffic and they show up late at work and they get in their email inbox and they're reactive all day long. But this other approach is the proactive approach. And you're taking a thinking man's, thinking woman's approach to life and to the problems, and you're really taking action on them because you have taken control of the big problems in your life. You've realized that the only person who can solve them is you.
Mm-hmm. So wake up and think, what else do we do? Give us that morning. Like you said, get on time to work. A lot of people listening are, you know, self-employed too. So that really requires some discipline because there's no one telling you to be there, you know, sitting at your desk or doing whatever at a certain time. Tell us more about the model of this morning, how we just control the morning.
Right. So great question. And what you're going to do is identify the distractions and temptations that could otherwise take you off of the perfect day schedule. So it might be like I used to have an OCD loop on the internet where you would go to ESPN, then you might go and check your email, then you might go and check your sales stats from your website or your investments in your houses, or you might go to a website and just look at houses and the price if you're looking as a real estate investor. So all of those things, and you just get in that in cycle. As soon as you're done, then you go back to the top. And so we need to identify those OCD loops, those obsessive compulsive behavior loops, and get out of that. So how do we do that? We identify at least two solutions for each of the obstacles in our way. So if we do have a problem with internet surfing, then we go and use perhaps an internet time blocking program like Internet Freedom that blocks us from using certain websites for a certain amount of time. And then we get in the habit of doing, okay, well, I'm going to have the 25-minute work period and a 5-minute break, and I'm going to get in that habit. And then also you need to prepare mentally for your nutrition over the course of the day so that you don't just go and have a donut and then a coffee with, you know, 300 calories of sugar in it that's going to make you crash in a little bit. So you need to be prepared to have the right nutrition to start off your day and get you the results that you need so you have the energy over the course of the day.
Craig, one of the things my listeners tell me is during the monologue portions of my shows, they tell me they love my tangents. So let me just do a little tangent here. Coffee thing you mentioned, coffee, you know, most think is good for you. But I got it, you know, everyone is bagging on McDonald's all the time. And nobody seems to be calling out Starbucks. Have you looked at the disgusting nutrition information for Starbucks lately? And by the way, I go to Starbucks all the time, so I don't dislike Starbucks in general, but it's just what you're buying there. I mean, those muffins and those frappuccinos, like some of those things have 80 grams of fat, an insane amount of sugar. It is mind-boggling how unhealthy Starbucks has got to be creating more diabetics and obesity and more sugar crashes than possibly anything else. It is literally mind-boggling. Just go to the Starbucks website and look at the nutrition information. You are being poisoned by most of the stuff you get at Starbucks. You know, I just order regular coffee or an Americano, you know, or iced coffee, and stick with that. Get out of that other junk they sell. It's terrible. It's mind-boggling how bad it is.
It is really bad.
Go get a couple Big Macs instead. Those aren't quite as bad, at least from what I can tell. But anyway, there's a tangent for you.
A lot of people are, you know, like, energy drinks are so bad, but there's actually more caffeine and more sugar calories in a Starbucks Frappuccino or, you know, a venti coffee with a couple pumps of syrup than there is in an actual energy drink. So you're absolutely right.
The way they do, if you just go to Starbucks and you order a green iced tea, they will put automatically, without you asking, 6 pumps of syrup in that. It is disgusting. I get it with no syrup at all. I couldn't believe, you know, at first I said, well, I'll have 2 pumps. And then I just went down to 0. I mean, that it is mind-boggling how bad that food is, or drinks. It's just epically disgusting. So, yeah, you talk about sugar crashes and, you know, disease and it's terrible. So I just wanted to call them out. Sorry, Starbucks. You know, just get the plain stuff. Get a coffee. Get an Americano. You'll save a lot of money, too. It's a lot cheaper. So, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So you've got that in place. And we go all the way to the night before, where in that kit that I've given you, there's a scripting pad in there. And it allows you to script out your day. So on the side, you have time blocks for where you're going to have important activities. But there's something very important in the bottom right-hand corner of that scripting sheet, Jason. It's called the brain dump. And that's what you do at the end of the day. So you get all of these ideas out of your head. And then you leave it there on paper so that you can go home and focus and be present. But having that down and then scripting your next day and then being prepared to focus on something, this little secret that I call magic time in the morning or, you know, in the early afternoon is what allows people to triple their productivity. And so I hope you wouldn't mind if I just explain what this little phrase magic time means.
Yeah, I want you to do that. But first, I want to make sure. So in this kit, this nice little box, this is just the tear off pad. Now, why are these loose sheets rather than in a sort of a time planner or something like that? Just curious.
Yeah, we thought it'd be really great because we'd looked at some other models of just being able to, okay, I'm going to go through this day. I can rate my day. I can have that brain dump on this page. And then I can, you know, schedule in what my magic time activity is going to be, any connections I need to make, and just, you know, be able to have that and then tear it off. And we have an accompanying thing, a journal there called the Gratitude Journal, which is where people will actually, you know, save the journal and save the day and save what they accomplish. So that's another thing that we can talk about later. But we wanted this just to be like, okay, this day's done. I get to rip it off the pad and away we go.
With this kit and all these items in here, if someone was to receive this and they think it's kind of overwhelming, you know, there's like a lot of things here, which all look great, by the way. But, you know, what do you start with? Do you start with this loose leaf pad that you mentioned, the perfect day? Is that the thing you start with? What do you do first?
We do have a little quick start guide in there. And so we talk about in the quick start guide, you're going to go and you're going to focus on the number one big aspect is creating the rules for your life, which goes into controlling your morning. So we help people create a rule for their health. You know, it might be that they eat a certain way. They might exercise a certain number of times per week, and they might focus on the sleep aspect of their health about going to bed and getting up at the same time every day. And then I also recommend that they have a little rule about, you know, here's the number one thing I focus on first thing in the morning. And in the book, it shares my 12 rules for living, my personal commandments that have helped me eliminate the amount of discipline and willpower I need in my life because I have these rules making automatic decisions for me about how I behave and how I act in terms of my health and fitness and how I treat others. And it just always reminds me to stay focused on that. So that's what, you know, when someone gets the kit, they read through the book a little bit, they read the first section about rules, then they go and make their own. And we actually have created, if you have that little card where you can see, you can fill out your rules and you're going to carry it around in a little plastic container there, just like you would carry around your goals. So you probably heard many, many motivational speakers say, you know, write down your goals, carry them around with you so you always have them with you.
Right.
And now you can do the same thing for your rules to remind you of, you know, this is the type of person I am. I'm not the type of person that speaks poorly of others. I don't gossip. I don't do this because that's one of my rules. It's just a reminder to stay out of temptation and stay away from, you know, negative people. And so, you know, you have those on you all the time just as a reminder.
Stay away from negative people, including yourself.
Right.
Because you might be the negative person.
Yeah. In your head.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Yeah. I see the rule card. That's good. So 12, only because you have 12, but you don't necessarily have to have 12, right?
Yeah. Someone might just have, you know, start with 3, you know, because walk them through in the book how to create the first 3.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
And then so the last little thing that I didn't get a chance to mention is the magic time. And so what I recommend people do is a little time journaling exercise where they just, you know, for a couple of days, they write down what they're doing every 15 to 30 minutes over the course of the day. And they'll find, you know, those OCD loops. They'll find when they're wasting time. You know, they might find like right after lunch, they're tired because they ate something poor. And then, you know, they just waste time for the first 30 minutes so they can correct that. but also they'll find when they are really creative and productive, especially for knowledge workers like myself. You know, I find that I write really well early in the morning and I have a hard time doing it in the afternoon. So I block that time in the morning, you know, no phone calls, no email, no distractions. And, you know, I wake up and I go right to my computer and I have an outline from the day before and I write and I write and I can get more words done, you know, triple the words done in that hour than if I try to do it at 7 o'clock at night. And so that's really important, is for people to identify when they are most productive and then make sure they block that time every day, no matter what time of day it is. If they're a night owl, it's late at night. If they're a morning person like me, it's in the morning, or they might be around lunchtime. Whatever it is, block it, because that's how you accelerate your progress.
Okay. And you generally seem to think that that's in the morning for most people, for 80% of the population, not just yourself, right? That productive time?
I find it that way because, again, there's just so many external things coming into our world once we get to work and, you know, once we're at work for a while, once, you know, the kids get sick at school and all heck breaks loose eventually over the course of the day. And so you're going to run out of time if you think that, you know, I'll get this major project done at 4 o'clock. Well, I don't know. That's wishful thinking in most cases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Okay. All right. Is the way to adopt this system to start with like one thing? For example, if you want to adopt this over the course of a week or a month, what's the first thing you do? What's the second thing you do?
The first thing to do is definitely go and create those rules, because, you know, if you don't have the rules, you don't have control of the day and you can't really fit everything else in place. And so that's the most important thing. Eventually, then you'll get into the transformation booklet that you have there, and that will help you identify ways to have the support that you need to accomplish your big goals. And then we get into the third section, which is the vision creation, which is, where do I really want to be in life? And then I implement my rules and my pillars of transformation, my pillars of success, to move me ahead towards that. And then you can use the folding goal sheet that we have in there. And actually, I guess I skipped one thing. So once you have your rules in place, you can start using the scripting pads as well that we talked about. So you have those. And then once you're all dialed in, then you can start using the gratitude journal that we shared, which helps people just, you know, be reminded of all the amazing things that they have in their life, even the small things, and also to start noting down the accomplishments that they make every day and seeing the progress that they're making towards their goals. So it's rules, transformation, vision, goals, and gratitude.
Which one is transformation? Is that the loose pad?
Yeah, it's one of the little booklets there that helps you identify the five pillars. So each one of those.
Oh, that's number three, booklet number three. Yeah, okay.
So there's extra questions in each one of those little booklets that aren't in the book, because there wasn't space for that there, that really dig deep into helping people identify what matters, meaningful incentives to them to get started and change their life. And that allows them to make the big breakthroughs. Because once you figure out what you want and where you want to get to in life, then you know exactly what road to take. But most people just struggle. And, you know, I've talked to so many people, and I'm sure that you have too, in your coaching, that they say to you, I just don't know what I want. And for you and I, it might be kind of hard to fathom that people don't know exactly what they want. But that's why I ask these questions, and we get that out of them, and then they get so much clarity on life, and it makes designing their days so much easier.
Yeah. And I definitely agree. I love the part about just take control of the morning, because that sets your whole attitude for the day. And if you think about it, it's really cliche. What do you say, or at least in the old days, what did people say? Like my grandmother used to say, you know, when I was grumpy, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? You know, the metaphor of that sets your tone. It's what happens in the beginning of the day that sets the whole tone. And I think that's one of the reasons that exercise is so important in the morning, even if it's a small amount. And I just share with the listeners a little bit of a tip. Like everybody, I have a hard time getting myself to exercise, even though most people would consider me to be pretty fit. I love this little app called Tabata that's on my iPhone. There are many Tabata apps. And, you know, it's got this little 4-minute workout. It's called Tabata Pro, T-A-B-A-T-A. And if I do nothing else, if I just literally, I can pretty much always get myself to work out for 4 whole minutes, okay? And it's an intense 4 minutes. Who doesn't have time for that? You don't need to go for an hour necessarily. It's great if you do, you know, a couple times a week, 3 times a week. But if you just do a little bit, it just, the endorphins flow, the whole attitude improves. It is amazing what 4 minutes can do for your day. Remarkable, really.
It's funny you should say that, because we have a bodyweight exercise app that does the exact same thing. And I have a lot of videos on my YouTube channel of 4-minute workouts too. So that's great that you use them, Jason. And you're absolutely right. You know, wake up, you're still in your pajamas. If you wear pajamas, and you can just do it, and you get started, and the blood flowing, and you, you know, exercise has been proven to be to help people be more creative. And now you don't have to sit there at work all day thinking, oh, I got to go to the gym after work.
You don't guilt yourself. Yeah, it's right. Yeah. If for nothing else, it removes a weight from your shoulders. You know, just get it out of the way. It's not a complete fitness program, but hey, it's a heck of a good start. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
The next thing that I'd love to quickly touch on is that middle section of the book and the five pillars. And the five pillars can allow somebody to change your life in any way. So again, if they want to get out of debt, the five pillars will help them. If they want to find the love of their life, five pillars will help them. Because the five pillars are simply better planning and preparation than ever before, getting professional accountability from a mentor and a coach or a coach, having a positive social support, which means cheerleaders in your life who are always, you know, picking you up on a down day, and then a meaningful incentive. So if you're working towards something, you're going to stick to it if it's meaningful to you. But if you're just doing it because other people are putting pressure on you to, you know, go after some goal in life, you'll probably give up on it. And then the fifth thing is the big deadline. As you know, Jason, having a deadline on anything in life just really spurs people to action. And so those are the five pillars. If you put those in place, you can accomplish anything.
So tell me about that. You know, most of my career and business goals are pretty well underway, but I do not have the love of my life. I mean, really, you can use this for that? You know, a lot of people listening, I'm sure, are in the same position. You want to share any tips or examples there?
Yeah. So here's how I found a great girl. So, you know, I figured out that there were certain places I needed to be. You know, there was, I didn't want to meet a girl in a bar. I'd rather meet a girl in a gym or through friends. So I just started restructuring and replanning my social life around that. And then, you know, I got a professional accountability. I actually got a matchmaker. And, you know, the matchmaker started helping me, knowing what I wanted to meet in this person. And so it was really great. You know, I planned and I prepared. I said, you know, this is what I want. This is the type of person I am. Can you help me find this person? And then social support. So I was always talking with my friends, and they were always, you know, saying, listen, man, you got to keep moving, keep moving. You know, even if this last, you know, girl that you went out with wasn't the one, you got to keep going, man. You're going to find the one. And then the meaningful incentive. Well, I mean, meaningful incentive, I mean, that one's just built in. I mean, having a great person to share your life with, and then a deadline. So you can hire a matchmaker for a certain amount of time and say, you know, 3-month contract, let's introduce me to as many girls as possible. And I will have, you know, great dates with them. And hopefully we'll find that person through that. So that's one way of implementing those five pillars. Now, you could do something similar with something like match.com. Or you could, you know, just say, I'm going to do all these social events with my friends. And I'm going to say, hey, listen, you have to introduce me to one girl every week. And I have a, you know, this accountability that I have to go on 2 dates every week, blind dates, it doesn't matter. I'm going to do this. And, you know, you get a friend or a coach to hold you accountable to it. And, you know, they don't let you have any excuses. And so that's how you you can use that.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like exercise. Figured I got to go to more Taylor Swift concerts.
There you go.
And get a backstage pass so I can meet her. Just kidding. Yeah, good stuff. Tell us more about what we do in the afternoon. Like, the afternoon is this, you know, usually very slumpy, unproductive part of the day. Is slumpy a word? I don't know. But, you know, it's where, I mean, I always want to have a cup of coffee after lunch because that turn makes my afternoon more productive. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, as long as it's not too late. What can people do in the afternoon to be more productive?
Well, it's still the same as the morning. It's scheduling things as much as possible. And there's one tip that I learned from a marketer named Dan Kennedy, who's you've probably heard of and maybe read a couple of his books. One of the greatest tips.
Bill Glazer's been on the show, by the way, his business partner.
Oh, very cool. Very great. Yeah. Bill's a nice guy. And so one of the tips that Dan Kennedy gave me was that most people always have a start time for a meeting or a phone call, but they never have an end time for it. And so if you don't have an end time for a phone call, it can go on and on and on. And same with meetings, especially if you have the wrong people there that don't need to be there. And that's why people just hate meetings. And so if you have much more structure in your meetings, and I actually do this in the book, I show people how to have more structured meetings with the right people there so that they're shorter and more productive, then you can actually, you know, save so much time and be more productive in the afternoon. And always remember, you have that deadline of whatever quitting time is that you want to be done, be able to do the brain dump where you take all those crazy thoughts running through your mind, write them down, you put that little piece of paper into your desk drawer, and you go home and so that you're present with your family. And so that's some of the things that you can do to make an afternoon into something more productive.
Right, right. Okay. And you talked about, at the very beginning of the interview, planning the night before. But I don't know if we really touched on what that involves. Is that the notepad here? Is this the planning the night before?
Yeah, that notepad will help you. I mean, there's three aspects to it. One is scripting your day as strictly as possible. And so that does mean having a start time and a finish time to a phone call like we have on this, you know, podcast. We've appointed a certain number of minutes for it. And then you should also have a to-do list, you know, the big priorities that you're going to do. And then you add to that a not to-do list, which is another thing that most people don't think about, but most people will benefit in their lives. And we talked a little bit about the obstacles and temptations that you want to avoid in the morning. And if you know what your big temptations and vices are, you just write them down. You find at least two solutions to avoid each one of them. You have plan A and plan B in case plan A doesn't go very well. And, you know, an example is, imagine if you have a busy Wednesday afternoon full of meetings and then you have to go home and, you know, pick up your kids and take them to piano lessons and you have no time to get any food. Well, you could prepare in advance, or you could know exactly where to stop on the way to the piano lessons to get good food for you. And so that can help you stay on your diet plan. And so it's the same sort of thing when we're scripting out our workday. Have the to-do list, have the not to-do list, and make sure you stick to the right one.
You know, there's been a lot of talk in the last several years about the law of attraction. And of course, that's nothing new. It certainly didn't come from the mini movie The Secret, which became so famous. It's way back to scripture and biblical times. They've talked about this. Is there an update to that? In the book, you talk about the new law of attraction.
Yeah, so I had a personal, you know, law of attraction moment, because I was very skeptical when I, you know, saw the movie. I'm like, you can't sit in a chair and just get checks delivered to your mailbox. That doesn't work.
And by the way, I want to say that I agree for the record. I think that the stuff in The Secret is great, but a lot of these really new agey people, you know, they think they can sit around and do yoga and like money is going to pour in and they're just smoking crack, frankly.
It's a gateway idea. You know, it gets you some people like, oh, you can kind of do that. And then it gets them into the real information, which is, you know, you have to take action. And so I started out my career in the fitness industry and I hired a business coach in 2006 when I was selling fitness information products online. And the very first question that he asked me on the call was, Craig, what do you want your business to look like in 5 years from now? So 5 years. And I said, you know, I love this website, Early to Rise. I love how they help people build wealth and health and wisdom. And I'd love to put all of my information together and have a business like that. And so I put it out there to the world, I guess you would say, in secret terminology. And then I went and I joined mastermind groups and I met people and I started telling them about my goal and I learned how to become a better writer and I started to learn how to become a better marketer. And then, you know, 4 years later, my future business partner and I were on a trip with Yannick Silver and Tim Ferriss, and we were just sitting around chatting and I said, you know, I want to have this business like Early to Rise. And then 6 months later after that, my future business partner was at a seminar with Mark Ford, the owner of Early to Rise. And Mark said, you know what? I'm done with the Early to Rise. I'm going to sell it. And my future business partner, Matt, said to Mark, hey, I know a guy who wants to buy that business. And so 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days from when I had that first phone call with my business coach and he asked me, and I said I wanted to have Early to Rise as a business, I bought Early to Rise. And so it's kind of law of attraction. It's kind of like having a vision board. You know, that scene in the movie where John Assaroff realizes he lives in the house that he once had on his vision board.
Right, right. Yeah, John's been on the show. He told that story. It's
great. Right. Yeah, I mean, I love that story. And, you know, I had my own in a way. And it was all about throwing in the word action in there too. Because, you know, every day I was grinding, you know, learning how to write emails, learning how to write essays and meeting people. And so it's the law of action attraction. Tell good people what you want, go and do good things, and those two combined will bring many great things to your life.
Yeah, fantastic. Very, very good advice. Do you want to talk just before you go, as you wrap up, anything about your publishing career or your fitness career or anything like that real quickly?
Well, I just learned so much of so many habits in the book, actually from people that have used my programs and lost 20 or 30 pounds in 12 weeks. You know, the five pillars are all from my transformation contest winner. So that's why I see these principles working and so applicable to so many other aspects of life, like the, you know, the example that we went through. And I've used the five pillars to overcome anxiety of all things. So it really is applicable on so many levels here. And I hope that people can really get the holistic approach to changing their life, to have more energy, to feel great, to have energy for their family, and also to have more time, which is, you know, we talked a lot about structure here. And it might intimidate some people, but we're doing all of this so that you have more time to go and do the things that you want to do in your life.
Good stuff. Give out your website, Craig, and tell people where they can find the book and the whole kit for that matter.
So I'd love for people to join us at earlytorise.com. We publish wisdom essays every day to help people make more money and become healthier and become better parents. And then to get the kit, just go to perfectdayformula.com. And, you know, Jason did a great job unboxing it, but there's also a video there to unbox it as well and take you through all the cool stuff that shows up on your doorstep that walks you through this transformation of your day.
Fantastic. Craig Ballantyne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jason.
You know, sometimes I think of Jason Hartman as a walking encyclopedia on the subject of creating wealth.
Well, you're probably not far off from the truth, Penny, because Jason actually has a 3-book set on creating wealth that comes with 60 digital download audios.
Yes, Jason has that unique ability to make you understand investing the way it should be. It's a world where anything less than 26% annual return is disappointing.
I love how he actually shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I also like how he teaches you to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
And the entire set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered at a savings of $94.
That's right. And to get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series, complete with over 60 hours of audio and 3 books, just go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month, just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.